From Quality Radio Productions, it's another edition of The Jazz Scene. I'm Jake Longwell. Welcome to another hour of the very best in jazz. Getting the hour underway with a prestige jazz quartet. No doubt inspired by the popularity of the modern jazz quartet in the late 1950s, PJQ utilized the same instrument combination as MJQ, vibraphone, piano, bass, and drums. The lineup was Teddy Charles on vibes, Mal Waldron piano, Addison Farmer on bass — Addison was the younger brother of trumpeter Art Farmer — and Jerry Siegel on drums. From 1957, their self-titled release, Prestige Jazz Quartet, this is the closing track, Friday the 13th. Thank you. The guitar duo of Herb Ellis and Joe Pass from 1974, their third and final collaboration together, and the only collaboration to be recorded as a duet project. The album Two for the Road, released on Pablo Records, Joe Pass' label at the time. Their previous two albums were issued on the then new Concord label in 1973, Arrival and 7 Come 11, both leading a quartet with Ray Brown on bass and Jake Hanna on drums. From Two for the Road, we heard 7 Come 11. Norwegian trumpeter Frank Brodahl before that. Frank plays a Yamaha trumpet, and he's been working closely with Yamaha concerning the development of their new line of trumpets. From his album Trumpet Jungle, we heard a Bobby Shue arrangement of the Bill Evans classic Waltz for Debbie. And we began the set and also the hour with the Prestige Jazz Quartet from their self-titled release from 1957. We heard Friday the 13th. We'll begin this set with trumpeter Wilbur Hardin and more classic sounds from the late 50s. Recorded on June 24th, 1958 for the Savoy label, the album Jazz Way Out, with Curtis Fuller on trombone, John Coltrane on tenor sax, Tommy Flanagan piano, Al Jackson bass, and Art Taylor drums. This album heavily inspired by the African continent, especially on the opening track, Dial Africa. Thank you.
Papa, brook of clever waters flows into a vast river. Oh, you belong to no one. Oh, you belong to no one. You belong to no one. To no one. You belong to no one. You belong to no one. You belong to no one. To no
An instrumental from the Nat King Cole Trio, recorded at Radio Recorder Studios in L.A. on May 23, 1945, To a Wild Rose, featuring the classic lineup that was Nat King Cole piano, Oscar Moore guitar, and Johnny Miller bass. That is part of an 18-CD box set released by the Mosaic label in 1991, the complete capital recordings of the Nat King Cole Trio, featuring music recorded from 1942 through 1961, the first 12 CDs featuring the entire capital output of the classic lineup of Cole, Moore, and Miller. Swedish singer Emily McEwen before that, from In the Wee Small Hours, her 2015 release, Emily scatting and singing her way through Antonio Carlos Jobim's Double Rainbow, with Jonas Ulstholm on piano and Josef Kallerdahl on bass. And we began the set with Wilbur Hardin on trumpet, featuring John Coltrane on tenor sax. Dial Africa from Jazz Way Out, released in 1958. It's the Jazz Scene. I'm Jake Longwell. If you want to get in touch, the email address is qualityradioproductions@gmail.com. And our blog and website is at qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. If you'd like the playlist or streaming audio for this episode, look for program number 1912. Going back to 1955 for the opening song of our final set, as we turn to sax man Mike Cuuzzo and his album Mighty Mike, with Eddie Costa on vibes, Ronnie Ball piano, Vinnie Burke bass, and Kenny Clark on drums. There Will Never Be Another You. Thank you. Wrapping up the hour with the late guitarist Jim Hall, a native of Buffalo, New York, and a track from his album All Across the City, released in 1989 on Concord Records. Some of the tracks, like the one we heard, are more straight-ahead oriented jazz, while others are a bit more contemporary, with electric guitar and electronic keyboards. Jim Hall on guitar, of course, Gil Goldstein on piano and keyboards, Steve LaSpina, bass, and Terry Clark on drums. We heard their rendition of Thelonious Monk's Bemsha Swing. Before that, from 1993, Polish pianist Adam Makowicz and his trio, with George Mraz on bass and Alan Dawson on drums. Another Concord Records release, this one titled My Favorite Things, music of Richard Rodgers. We heard The Lady is a Tramp. And we began our final set of the hour with Mike Quozzo on sax. From 1955, the album Mighty Mike, we heard There Will Never Be Another You. And with that, we've come to the end of this hour of the program. My name is Jake Longwell. Thank you, as always, for your company. I sincerely hope you enjoyed my selections. Please join me again soon for another hour of the very best in jazz. The Jazz Scene is distributed by Quality Radio Productions.